But I think we can start. It's 11:01, so we're already a minute late. So Vakasha, okay, part two. Today, I believe, Nusach of Rosh Hashanah, and a pleasure to welcome back Chazan Malavani. Vakasha.
Thank you very much, Rabbi Jay. On the Nusach of Rosh Hashanah, there is so much, and it is always my recommendation for the Baalei Tefillah to make sure that they are familiar with every Nusach that pertains to whichever tefillah we are talking about. I think that I may have touched last week, although it was dedicated to Slichot, but I think that I touched a little bit about Rosh Hashanah. I want to touch two issues on Ma'ariv and then move on to Rosh Hashanah in the morning, because that's very rich with Nuschaot. What is very interesting, the Baruchu and the Tefillah of Ma'ariv is so unusual because it is in what we call in musical terminology, major scale. And this is very interesting. And the only explanation that one can give is that because Rosh Hashanah is a Chag HaHachtara, this is the holiday when we crown God, so to speak, again as the King of the universe. And in order to do that, we have to do it in a majestic way, majesty. So it is in a major scale. During the week, we have it in one scale. Friday night in a different scale. On Shalosh Regalim, when it will come to before Sukkot, I will speak about that. Rosh Hashanah so uniquely is in the major scale. So, this is grandioso, so to speak, in Italian, in a grand. That's point number one, which is the most important in order to identify the situation. I always like to say that imagine an Orthodox Jewish astronaut who sits on the, I don't know what we call it, the Sputnik or whatever it was, and he's turning around and he puts on the tefillin and takes them off. He puts on the tefillin and takes them off every few minutes because of the speed. Then he comes back to Earth and he doesn't know whether it's a weekday, whether it's Shabbos, whether it's Yom Tov, whether it's Rosh Hashanah, whether it's Yom Kippur. So he goes into shul and he hears the chazan daven. And the ideal situation would be that he would have to, he would be able to identify what day it is. Is it Rosh Hashanah? Is it Yom Kippur? Is it Shalosh Regalim? Is it Shabbat? Is it a weekday? Whatever it is. Well, weekday, you would see the man at least with a tefillin. But let's assume that they are not with tefillin. Very, very important that the nusach, the chanting, should be correct and not, there is always a tendency I find, especially in the United States, not including Canada. I find very often that in America, people, those who are Baalei Tefillah, Chazanim are okay, but those who are Baalei Tefillah, they just pick on part of the Nusach. And I will come to it in the morning. And that's not fair. It's not correct. If you want to do to daven properly, then do all the various motifs that constitute that nusach. So first of all, you have the whole Ma'ariv. O Ma'avir Yom, O Mevi Laila, O Mavdil Ben Yom, O Vein Ela. Shem Tzevakol Shemo כהל חי וקיים תמיד, אם אלוך עלינו לעולם ועד, ברוך אתה עד השם. And then comes a melody that is an international Jewish anthem. Everybody knows that. I don't want to spend the time on that. But every bracha, whenever we say Baruch Ata Hashem, and I remember as a little boy when I heard it and I was asking my father questions about it, but that's not for now. One more item is the this year, Erev Rosh Hashanah is of course Friday, so let's not forget that we say Mizmor Shir Yom HaShabbos and Hashem Malach. We should do it like a Friday night dinner, not dinner, Friday night a davening. Mizmor Shir Yom HaShabbos. Oh, no, 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 no. Fine. Remember the Friday night, Mizmor Shir Yom HaShabbos and Hashem Malach, like Friday night. Ma'ariv, of course, we go into in the Nusach of Rosh Hashanah. Now, after Shmonesre, after the Amida of Rosh Hashanah, we say Psalm 24 LeDavid Hashem, LeDavid Mizmor LaHashem HaAretz UMlo'a. There is a Nusach for that. And not to, I always tell my students at YU, don't pick on part of it. Do the whole thing, and I'm here to teach you, and I say it now to the audience that is with us today. And it goes like this. I start with a little niggun, and I always recommend, because I want the congregation to sing along a little bit whenever it's possible, but it is within the Nusach. Le David Mizmor La Doshem Aretz Umela Teve But I have a niggun. Le David Mizmor, Le David Mizmor, I die Mizmor. Le David Mizmor, Le David Mizmor, Le David Mizmor. Then Hashem. Then Kiyu Al Yamim Yesada Ve'al Ne'aros Yechoneya. I do it with not that much chazanut. As I always like to say that on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, I'm about tefillah first. The Nusach, the Nusach, the Nusach. And then we go on. For Neki Chapaim. Neki Chapaim Ova Leva Asher Lo Nasa Lasha Benafshi Velo Nishema Lemi. So and then Hashem Gibor Milchama, when God is the strong man and the winning personality of wars. Mizem Elech Hakavod Ad Hashem Izuz VeGibor Ad Hashem Gibor Milchama. the two points about the evening that I wanted to tell you. Now, I want to go to Rosh Hashanah in the morning, just one short comment. And I want to start with a Psukei de Zimra, right from the beginning. Now, I hear whoever davens Psukei de Zimra, there are four motifs that make the Nusach. First one. Number one. Number two. Number three. Number four. What do I all the time hear? And I'm not here to criticize, but I'm really trying to improve the situation. The criticizing will get me nowhere. Most of them, or they all say, for I don't know how many times until they finish the words. At least the words are pronounced well. And so, for example, we have Lamnatzer Mizvodemir Shamayim Misaprim Kivodel. Well, let's say David Bishanoto, it will be a little bit easier. Temote, temose, Isra Shara, Besone Tzadik, Yeshamo, Pode Adoshem, Nefesh Abadav, Velo Yeshmo, Kola Chosim Evo. And then, Yerael avadecha va'poalecha va'adarcha al b'neyem v'hino amad Hashem Elokeinu aleinu u'ma'asei yadeinu konena aleinu u'ma'asei yadeinu konena. So there are four little motifs that constitute the Nusach for Psukei de Zimra. And I always like to tell the people who are davening, and if they're not, I said to them, listen, get it right. Come take a class with me at the Bell School of Jewish Music at YU. That is the way a Jew davens. And give a little bit of heart into it, not to be called, despite the fact that you are saying even the whole Nusach. That's a little different. So let us remember. For example, the conclusion of Psukei de Zimra. Hakeile besatzumos uzecha hagadol bichevod shemecha hagibor lanetzach veyanoera benore osecha. And that's very important. Now, let me move on to Musaf, because I daven usually Musaf, although when I was a kid at the age of 15, I already davened Shachris, and in Tel Aviv at the Bilu Synagogue school. You know, on Rosh Hashanah for Musaf, there are what we call rashuyot. We ask for permission to represent the community in prayer for Rosh Hashanah to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. What is very important is that we do it with a lot of feelings, with a lot of passion. And when it is very short, and I will come to it. When it's very short, make sure that the Nusach is correct. And I will touch on each and everyone during the session. So, for example, the first Bakasha of Reshut for permission is the famous tefillah that the Chazan, the Shliach Tzibur, says, and that's Hineni. Hineni he'ani mimas, bati la'amod u'litchanen, I came here to plead for everybody on behalf of you people, Israel. Asher shlachuni, they sent me. So I need to be worthy. I need to be worthy in my mission to how I should pray. How I should pray. Now, hey ani mimas nirash venifchad mipachad yoshev treilois yisro. I bossy lamod ulisha nevein lefonecho alamecha Israel asher shelachuni. And so we start in a da da di da 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 da. We call it in the cantorial jargon the Phrygisch scale. The Phrygisch scale comes is built on the harmonic and so there is a major, minor, and then there is the Phrygisch. And certain words here we don't say, but certain things should be emphasized. For example, Shakai Adom Hayom Venora. Shakai Hayom Venora. Heyena Matzliach Gavoyki. And that's very important. And then a little later, we have וכל צרות ורעות הפוכנה לנו ולכל ישראל לששון ולשמחה לחיים ולשלום. Here I put a lovely niggun because we want simcha. So I have a melody. וכל צרות ורעות הפוכנה לנו לכל ישראל לששון ולשמחה, לחיים ולשלום. There is another, not וכל צרות ורעות, וכל צרותינו וכל צרותינו, but וכל, the מחזור that I have is מחזור רבה, an old fashion that was given to me when I was, I don't know, 14 years old. בכל צרות ורעות הפוכנה לנו לכל ישראל לששון ולשמחה לחיים ולשלום. והאמס והשלום אהבו, truth and peace, one should love. I make a big production with it. But it doesn't have to be a bald filler. Haymes ve Shalom. Haymes ve Shalom ve Shalom. And so on and so forth, and we conclude. Uva'avur kevod shimcha gadol v'anoira ki atol shoimei atefilas amecha Yisrael berachamim baruch atol shoimei atefilas. So we started with and the related one is the minor ta-da-di-da-da. When I want to give a lot of crying, lot of begging, lot of pleading to Hashem, then I move to the minor, almost like the slichot, because that's the basics of our davening or during the yamim. And Noraim. But I conclude ki baruch ato in a minor scale shoyme at by the, and everybody's quiet during Hineni, nobody talks. I look sometimes around and I see that people are paying attention because I'm praying for the people. And they pay attention, they know it's about them. It's not about me. I only ask for permission, but it is about the people, because Shluchei Amcha Yisrael, I came to plead with you, God, for your people, Israel. So there is Hashem, there is the congregation, and then there is the Shliach Tzibur. Hashem, congregation, and the Shliach Tzibur. We are three partners in the prayers for the Yamim Noraim. Okay, now, the Chatzi Kaddish before Shmone Esrei. Last Saturday night, I said Slichot for my shul to an empty shul. Nobody was there. Usually, it's impossible. As we say in Israel, Mefutzatz, Beit HaKnesset Mefutzatz. It's by the hundreds upon hundreds of people. And this is my 48th Slichot that I said at Fifth Avenue Synagogue. So because according to Halacha, I couldn't say the Kaddish because the answering of Amen. So I devised an idea. I came up with an idea during a drive with my wife back to the city and back to wherever we are. So I sang the melody of the Chatzi Kaddish without words. And about 15 minutes before the beginning of the Slichot, I spoke to Rav Herschel Schechter, who is our posek. He is the one who lays down the rules vis-a-vis everything, and especially this time because of the corona, he's been so busy, but I caught him at home and we are very friendly. He himself is a lovely Baltfila. And we like always to compare notes. And I told him that I'm going to just sing it in the melody. He says, oi, he said in Yiddish, a gedank. It's a rayon, it's an idea, since we cannot do it. But this Chatzi Kaddish, one says, Slichot, after Ashrei, after the beginning of Slichot. Actually, Asha is an introduction, but I spoke about it last week. And before Musaf, that's all. Sometimes when I sing Chatzi Kaddish after Kriyat HaTorah, after the reading of the Torah, I have a little different, but I connected it. But the Chatzi Kaddish here is Veis kadosh shemei rabohu Ve'yolem adi berachiusei ve'yamelich malechusei bechayechon o ve'yolechon o bechayechon This Chatzi Kaddish should be sung with the melody. To do it that way so that the congregation, number one, will recognize it because they all know the melody, and if possible, to encourage them to hum along with the Shliach Tzibur that melody. That's extremely important, and I recommend it to my students, to whoever calls me about the Nusach, about Fila. Now, The repetition of the Amidah, which is extremely, extremely important. This is what we call Misinai Nusach. Or in a more modern terminology, it's called the Skarbova. Skarbova is from the word sacred. And the chanting of this has to be done in the correct way. And sometimes people get all confused and they do part of it, then they're short of words, or they have too many words which they did not utter because they finished already the melody. So they stand up and they don't know what's going on. So it's extremely important to do it the right way. That's number one. So the beginning will be like this. And remember, this is Misinai. We call it Misinai. That's a must. There is no other way to do it. Adoshem Elokeinu Ve'elokei Avoseinu Elokei Avraham Elokei Yitzchak Yaakov Akela Gadol Akibor Ve'ano Keil Elyon Gomer Chasadim Toevim Vekonei Akol Vezoecher Chasdei Avos Umevi Goel Livnei Evnei Leman Shemoi Beyavo. This is the Nusach, and we just cannot change it, although Hungarians came from some Hasidic rebbes but it's very simple, very similar, but not exactly the same. And it goes on. It's quite a complex a melody of Hasidim. So what I do is Rosh Hashanah, on the first day, I do the Nusach as I gave it to you, the proper one, because there are a lot of piyutim, a lot of poetries that one has to say. This year, of course, unfortunately, we have to cut down on some of them. And the second day, because it's a little shorter for the chazan in Musaf, I sing this Hungarian thing, and also on Yom Kippur, of course. And people are waiting; they took a liking to it, and it's amazing. Even the younger one like it even more than the real Nusach, and that's very interesting. Although I asked them why. And they say, I don't know, it's Hasidic and it has a lot of, I sense Kedusha. Said, well, there is Kedusha in the first one too. Both are Kedushadik and there is no problem. Okay.
Hold on a second. I think you got unmuted. I think you got muted.
Am I okay now?
Now you're fine, yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. I did not even touch it. I think maybe the voice caused it. Okay. So I sang the Hungarian one, but what I sang at the beginning, Baruch Adoshem Elokeinu Elokei Avoseinu. Amazing. I heard some Balei Tefillah. They start Baruch Ato Adoshem Elokei. The beginning, this Baruch Ata Hashem, the way I just sang, that is wrong. That belongs only to Shabbos. Both Shacharit and Musaf. And when they do Baruch Atah Hashem, then Elokei, not right. It's incorrect. Baruch Atah Hashem, and as I gave you. Now, Misot Chachamim Unevonim, that comes right after the first paragraph of the repetition of the Amidah. Misot Chachamim Unevonim, this is, as I said, Bakashat Reshut, I am asking permission. From whom? From the secrecy, so to speak, of the Chachomim and the Nevonim, our Chazal. who appointed me to be the Shliach Tzibur. So I'm asking them, and I ask, of course, the Ribono Shel Olam to give me the permission to do the whole davening. A long one we had with Hineni, and now we have that. And here is how it goes, and it's extremely important that we do it the right way. And it goes like this. Mi so chachamim unevoenim umilem ed das mevinim. Ay 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 מלכי המלכים ואדוני או אדוני. That is the way to say the Misot Chachomim. Some people like to sing a nigun. That's okay. I am here to recommend Nusach, the traditional Nusach that goes back. As I mentioned, it's the Maharil who codified it, but he got it hundreds of years before, from father to son, until the method of writing music came into being. And that's very important. Now, we have Keren. Remember that the first day this year is Shabbos. So Keren Besocham Hayom Eidecha Rachum Zechor Shevuas Avadecha. Another point I wanted to make. Whoever is appointed to be the Shliach Tzibur should study the Machzor extremely well, with various perushim that he can get. Because here is, for example, Rachum Zechor Shevuas Avadecha. As I mentioned last week, Judaism is very much a conceptual religion, and that interprets itself into the text of the prayer. He heard Rachum, Rachum Zechor, Shevuas Avadecha. What did I say here? Rachum, merciful, remember the oath of your servants. Now, Zechor Shevuat Avadecha is a concept. We plead to the Ribono Shel Olam, to God, remember the oath of your servants, the Jewish people, merciful. You cannot say merciful zechor, rachum zechor. And then you take a breath and then you say shvuas abadecha. That is incorrect. Rachum, rachum. Zechor Shevuas Avadecha. Zechor Shevuas Avadecha is together. It's got to be done together. And I cannot stress it strongly enough. And then, Nale Zichon Shofar, Imdachanun, Shalare, Tashiv Linedan, Berak Hashanun, תחזק מגן לגונני וגינון. Now usually זוכנו לחיים, we sing an Egan, and if the synagogue, I always tell my students and whoever comes to consult, I tell them, check melodies that are used in you, the synagogue in which you are going to be the Shliach Tzibur. Sing their melody, the melody which they know. Or if there isn't any traditional melody, sing something simple that everybody could join you somewhere. Now, here is a Zocheinu Lechaim. I don't want to spend too much time, but... Zocheinu Lechaim, Melech Hafez B'chaim, Vechosbeinu B'sefer HaChaim, Lemanecha Elohekim Chaim, And if we want, we can put that little niggun that people in Shtiblach like to do. Ay, 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 da, 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 da. Again. Melech Ozeh, U'moshiyah U'magen, Ay, 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 Da, 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 da. Baruch Atad Hashem, Magen Avraham. Okay, and then we have Michal Kelchaim, whatever melodies. Are sung, that's okay. Now, I want to touch on an important issue. We have a little later, I don't know if you, ladies and gentlemen, have machzorim in front of you, but that's okay. We have lehasir michshol milev Yaakov, to remove all kinds of problems, lehizacher, to remember Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. The, honestly speaking, it should be the same nusach that I just gave. Le'asir michshol milev Yaakov le'izacher le'Avraham le'Yitzchak u'le'Yaakov. This is the true nusach. However, right after that, we have Yimloch Hashem Leolam Elokaich Tzion Ledor Vador Hallelujah. This has to be sung in a major, because the subject of God being the king of the universe, should Yimloch Hashem Leolam, God should be the king, but here I like to say Yimloch is Molech, that he is the king. In a major key. It's a majestic thing. And let me give you a melody that I found when I was a chazan in Johannesburg, and then I brought it to London and in my shul, of course, at Fifth Avenue Synagogue. And so what do? I always like to take that tefillah, or at least part of that tefillah, before the Yimloch, and go in immediately into the major, as an introduction, and a logical introduction to the Yimloch. So here's how I do it. Le'asir michshol milev Yaakov le'izacher le'Avraham Yitzchak ole Yaakov. And then I go into a lovely melody for Yimloch. Yimloch ad Hashem le'olam Elokaich Tzion le'dor vador Hallelujah. I admit this melody is not a Skarbova and it is not a Missinai, but those who do not have a melody and they don't want to sing a melody but rather Nusach, they should do Imeloch in a major. Imeloch Adoshem Leolam Elokaich Sion Ledor Vador Aleloka. Ve'ata kadosh yoshev te'ilos Yisrael Keil na, na bakasha. We are begging, we are requesting, we are pleading. But the Yimloch, so I take the Lehasir before, already into the major as I gave you, And that is an introduction to the Yimloch. Okay, right after the Yimloch, there is Keil Emuna Be'or Kechadim. Here I always recommend that's a nusach, to do it as if you are a rebbe. I don't know how many of you have ever been to the Vizhnitzer Rebbe, Vizhnitzer Besmedresh in Bnei Brak. That's the only that I've been, not only on Yom Tov, but I've been there on Shabbos as a kid. And the Rebbe always was with the hand, as you can see. He always was with the hand, almost as if he's painting the words in the air. And Keil Emuna in a minor key. I heard people singing different ways. I don't accept it. This is the Nusach. Please listen. Keil Emuna Beyorkecha Adi Im Temase HaMekadim Aimitzdak Lefanecha Badin Kadosh. Extremely important. Then the congregation repeats it. Next. A little bit different, more like slichot. In other words, we come back to the same motif that I had in the first one, the Keil Emuna. But the beginning, Im lo lemano yas, Im lo lemano yas. Sometimes I like to elaborate a little bit, but always to stay within the realm of the Nusach of Slichot, at least for these words. And Nusach-wise, that is the way to do it. Now, we have the piyut vayhi uchen vayhi bishurun melech, melech elyon. This should be sung happily in a major. Uvechein vayhi bishurun melech, melech elyon. Here and there a repetition of words, but when we sing it as a niggun with everybody listening or singing along, not the end of the world. Keil da bamorlo, adir bamarom, omes yadot aharom, ladei yadeyim lo, ladei yadeyim lo, ladei adim lo, ay melech eleyom. This is a Hasidic melody based on the major. I suspect that Rabbi Yankel Talmud, who was the composer for the Gerer Rebbe, may have composed it because I was as a kid, as a teenager, I notated 300 of his melodies because he didn't know music, and he wanted it to be preserved. We made a record also, but besides that, Tom Gi, and then the next one, the same way. Gibor lehakim gozer umekim golei yamukim ladei yadeim loich ladei yadeim loich ladei imeloch haimelech kelyon. People, when we say na da 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 dam bam bam bam, as a shliach tzibur pointed to the congregation, la, as if you're conducting the congregation in singing of the tefillot. La dei yadeim loch. La, everybody will sing it because it just leads to the second part of this melody. And then we say, Tov shochen hatu borehad yibar shemeyat, la dei yadeim loch, melech elyon. And all of them the same. Now, ladies and gentlemen, Rabbi, unesane tokef. Again, even we all say, "I unesane tokef," but really, the meaning, the iyun tfila, the understanding, the text is unesane tokef kedushat hayom. Unesane, study, natan, notnim, mekablim, tokef kedushat hayom, the strength of the sacredness of the day. That's number one. Number two, which nusach-wise is extremely important. unesane tokef has no nusach. And it is very interesting because from historical point of view, it was composed as a piyut by Rabbi Amnon of Mainz, Magenza, only about 400 or maybe 500 years ago. Whilst the nusach of Mishinai, and which we also call the Skarbover Nusach, that goes back many, many, many hundreds of years, maybe even thousands of years. And so, because it is a new piyut, one can sing it in whichever way, whichever, any scale, any motif one wants to do. Now, I have, I don't know how many Unesane Tokef music, at least four of them, and we have only 3 days to sing them. 2 days of Rosh Hashanah and 1 day of Yom Kippur. But you know, there is one that my grandfather used to sing, and I got it for my uncle, and we published it in a book with a lot of oy veys and oy 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 oy. Now the Aron Kodesh is open and nobody's talking. And it turned out that the congregation loves, although it's a modern Orthodox congregation, of course, but the congregation wants the oy vey with the oy oy and all everything. When they heard it the first time, and I remember the first time when I sang it, and Elie Wiesel, I brought him to become a member of my shul, and unfortunately I did his funeral in the shul and everything, but that's a story on its own. When he heard that, I saw him, because he sat in front of me, and he was crying with bitter tears, because he hasn't heard it since he was a boy in Siegert. And I will give you a little bit of it, and then I will go to another one that I sang as a little kid in Bilu in Tel Aviv. I mean, I have so many of them, but they're all in my head, and I just love each and every one of them. But the one that my grandfather, who was a Baal Tefillah in Siget, Rabbi Yosef Stein, Zecher Tzadik Vekadosh Livracha, sang it. And it goes like this. Oy 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 oy, kedusha sayon, ki noyera, oy 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 oy, vehayon, uvoy sinasei malechosecho. Ve'yikoyin bechev v'sed kisecha v'sei shev olov be'yemez. And on this, what we call in Yiddish, gang, on this derech, he sings almost the entire Unesane Tokef, but I put in already later on the melody V'chol Ba'ei Olam V'chol Lebad Ba'ei Olam Yavru Lefanecha Ki Ve'ne'emaru Kevakaras and so that the congregation sings, but they are expecting and there is there other melodies, Uba Shofar Gadol, for example. There is Shofar Gadol Itaka Vekol Demamataka Yishomo Umalachim Yechafeizun. Because we are talking about everybody shaking, because Yom Adin is the day of judgment. But this of course is a very elegant melody, and it comes from a composition with for Chazan and choir. So I have usually a choir just for Slichot. And so I don't sing this one, I sing this. Or the Rabbi Yankel Talmud, who was the composer of the Ger Rebbe, I say, I start, for example, Uba Shofar Gadol Ita. Interpret the word Yitaka, the blowing of the shofar. My method. This is my mission, to make the davening relevant, so that people, like in the Agada, the children, to entice the children to ask questions. I want people to ask me questions. Well, now they don't ask me too many questions because I always give a lecture in my own shul. And I explain, and now we have with the Zoom, at least it spreads all over the world. And so there are, you know, the cold mama, the cold mama, Yishama, Umalachim Yechafezu. This is a motif. Imagine a shepherd in the mountains, who calls the sheep to come to him, and that's the melody that comes from there. Da 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 da. And the sheep know that melody, and they come to their roe, to their shepherd. And so, a lot in our nusach that I mentioned already before is based on nature, a creating echo when we want the message to be spread. Therefore, we have to slow down so that the echo will continue. That is important. The shofar gadol of this Yankel Talmud, that I change a little bit and I elaborate a little bit, so that people should understand it's the nature, it's a Kodosh Baruch Hu. It's God. Nature is a nice word to say, but it's all God. It's all Hashem. So that's very, very nice. Now, after the Unusane Tokev, it's very important, is Berosh Hashanah. I don't know what they sing in Toronto or in other, but Berosh Hashanah Ikatevo. Ve'yom tzom kipoyech ha'aseimun Oy kamay ha'averun Ve'chamay bar'yun. To use also the motifs of Slichot, why not? Because we are talking about what's going to happen during the year. Mi yichyeh o mi yamu Mi vekitzol, mi lo vekitzol. And somewhere we can stop and sing the melody. Berosh Hashanah Yichaseimun, uliyom tzom kippur Yichaseimun. Now, after that, when we finish, we have Shuvah, Utfilah, Utzdakah, Mavirin, Et roa gzeira. I don't know the nusach. Use shuva, use fila, utzdaka, mavirin es roa gzeira. But I compose a melody which is sung in my shul. It became an anthem of the Fifth Avenue Synagogue, so to speak. Besides the Sim Shalom. And listen to that melody. You will have a recording of this, I'm sure. So why not? Use shuva, use fila, use davavaka. Use shuva, use fila, use davavaka. so akesero mavirin mavirin e so akesero dai da dam bam bam ba se shuva o se fila o se dova ka o se shuva o se fila o se dova ka ma viri e so a che sarà and Kike Shimcha, we can sing whichever there is, but the ending it says v'chachalom keav ucheavak poreach, the dust disappears v'chachalom, and like the dream. Ya'uf withers, it disappears. What I do, I go into a falsetto if it's possible, and I have people in the shul that if I once don't do the falsetto, they will complain forever, and they will threaten to resign from the shul unless they get their falsetto. And it's true, it's true. So, Och no shaves, och heavak poriach, mechachalom And I hold on for as long that I can keep my breath, and thank God I have a long breath. So that's that. A touch about Kedusha. Very important, Kevodo. Kevodo. What is this? Where is this motif? Where does it come from? Where does it come from? It comes from the Avodah, v'hakohanim, on Yom Kippur. It stems from there, and it was borrowed from the davening of Yom Kippur, of the Avodat HaKohen HaGadol, b'Kodesh HaKodashim, v'hakohanim, v'yam, v'kevodo, in the Kedusha. Male da 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 male yolam mesharesav shalim ze laze ayem ekom kevoedo leyumasam baruch yoemeru ven mimkomo. That's a very important thing. You cannot sing a hopke here or a melody of something. No, here it's imperative to do nusach. Okay, now we have a chol ma'aminim. For that we can sing nigunim. I don't want even chol ma'aminim. Melodies, and those Hungarian, I sing, there is a Hungarian song that the Kalever Rebbe used to sing, Szola Kokos. And my mother was from Sziget, so I know a few words in Hungarian, but of course I will not use it in the davening. But it says, V'chol ma'aminim, oy ma'aminim, sheyubububu levado, ooooh. HaMamelich Melachim Ay, 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 Veloi HaMelucha. He used to sing it, the Kalever Rebbe. It means that the Tarnegol, the rooster, wakes up early in the morning and wakes up all the human beings. Now, there was something, I hope that I can continue, Rabbi Jay, a little bit more.
Okay, I would say go just a few minutes. I don't mind, but just to fair to people's schedule. We'll go a couple minutes. We can continue next week and the week after, but we'll try to wrap it up soon.
Yeah, you're right. I'll spend another couple of minutes. We have three uvechen. Uvechen ten pachdecha, and we have uvechen ten kavod, and we have uvechen tzadikim. I don't know how many people know. Each and every one has to be concluded the same way. Oh, beyadecha ogevura b'minecha, b'shimcha anoera, al kol ma shebara so. The beginnings are different. And they all have to do with the interpretation of the text. Uvchen tein pachdecha, we ask Hashem, give the fear or the reverence, and your strength and your everything for all those who were born, whom you gave birth to. Vemasecha al kol ma shebarato. So da 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 da. Eshimcha noera al kol ma shebarasa. And let's encourage the people to sing. Ay 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 da da dum bum bum bay day day da da day 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 day. Now we have uvchen ten kavod. Give honor to your people. We are not talking about that. We want you to cause the fear so that we should beg you for everything, but we accept that. So give now honor to our people. That goes into the major. Ufitchon pelam yachalim elach, simecha leyatzecha, and so on and so forth. So in a major, because we talk about the majesty of Hashem. And then uvchen tzadikim, yiru v'yismachu v'yisharim tzadikim, yeshorim, chasidim. Of course, it's not the chasidim of today. These are the very religious men and Hasid, and I don't want to go into the whole, the pious people. And so but because it is Hasidim, so I touch on a little bit of a Hasidish knaitz, as we call it in Yiddish. Uvechen tzadikim yiru v'yismachu v'sharim yahalozu. Ay vachasidim, ay 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 ay, berina yagilu. And then we continue. B'chol shakiram tichle ki savir memshel zadon min haaretz. I think I will conclude here, because this is done also on Yom Kippur, the Yesayu, I will deal with it next time. And then the fourth reshut that we have is a Yeim Pifiot. We have that on Yom Kippur. Ochila Lakel, that's another right after that. Achalef Anav is also asking God for permission. And Malchuyot Zichonot Shofarot, I'll touch it, Im Yirtzeh Hashem, next week. I think that you got a lot of material today, and please listen to it, please study it, please enjoy it. Please utilize it for the davening. And I wish you a good week. And Shana Tova, Ksiva Vachsima Tova, Ktiva Vachatima Tova. If the Israelis don't know what Ksiva Vachsima Tova, I'll say it in Ivrit, Ktiva Vachatima Tova. And I'll see you, Emir Sashem, after Rosh Hashanah.
Thank you. Just very quickly, thank you very much for those who stayed extra. I don't know, to apologize or to say thank you or both. Our scheduling. But somebody's asking the four motifs in Psukei Dezimra. I assume you're supposed to do that for everyone. Right? The four motifs in Psukei Dezimra, you do for every piece in Psukei Dezimra.
Yeah.
I just have one question. When are you allowed to change the nusach and when not? Like you said, in Yimloch Hashem L'olam HaKaktzian, or Natana Tokev is no nusach. Like, how do I know? Or Mechal Chachayim, you said. How do I know? Mechal Chachayim, when can I do my own tune? How does one know what's, you know, you sacrosanct or Misinai, as you say? I can sort of do what I want.
So as we go along, I always mention which is Misinai, right. And which?
How do we know that? Is that written anywhere? Like I don't.
Yes,
like I'm...
Yes. There are books that we publish at Yeshiva University on those nuschaot and the explanation of them, and there are other books. And when you look at music written by famous chazanim, whether it is Yisrael Alter, whether it is Glantz, whether it is those who were creative and extremely knowledgeable with the Nusach, when you look at their music, either if you have a recording that you can listen to them, or reading the music, you can tell right away whenever they have the similar motifs, that is Misinai. Other than if one sings like this or sings like that, that's okay. That means that that's not Misinai. And we can...
like for Rosh Hashanah Yikatevu, and if you're saying, and Natana Tokev, you know, it is later, maybe earlier historically, that's a whole other discussion, but it's in the Machzor later, doesn't really have Nusach. So you can sing whatever you want for Rosh Hashanah. I mean, the sang you song, you know, that's sort of more Nusach, but can you put a modern tune to Rosh Hashanah Yikatevu?
So what I do, and I sing it... Rosh Hashanah,
right?
And we can read a few times when we start doing the Nusach. And then you say a few words, and then again, Rosh Hashanah.
No, but can I make up my own tune to that?
You can.
You can.
What I sing up the Rosh Hashanah Yikatevu, make your own tune, but try to make sure that it's...
No, I wouldn't want to make my own tune. I mean, I grew up Rosh Hashanah, how does the other tune go? Rosh Hashanah Yikatevu. No, that's what you sang. Rosh Hashanah. I can't remember.
Rosh Hashanah Yikatevu.
Thank you very much. Right, that's how I grew up.
That's the one that you have.
No, but now they sing the one you sang where I go to shul.
But
no, we sing ours the same. We do ours the same way.
But by all means, Rabbi, if you want to sing that Rosh Hashanah, I don't know it. I mean, I can make it up very similar, but by all means, do it.
Yeah, I'm saying so. It's not Misinai, as you say.
No, it's not.
If you could tell me where I can see that list, I'm just curious where it's printed. What tunes are sort of Misinai? I don't think they're literally Misinai, of course.
No, if you hold on 1 second, I'll tell you immediately.
Okay. And while we're waiting for those who are still here, thank you. Tomorrow morning, of course, Yehuda Mirsky on Rav Kook on Tshuva, part two of his series, Getting to Rav Kook on Tshuva. Everybody's welcome. Thursday morning, Alex Israel on Can We Change, also about on Tshuva in general. And Thursday night at 8:30, I'll be giving a shiur on shofar and Shabbat, the sounds of silence. That's 8:30 Thursday night. So we look forward to seeing you for more Torah in Motion classes.
So Rabbi, if you want, we published at Yeshiva University when Macy Nulman was the director. Canton sure. Macy Nulman, who was a very good friend of mine, and of course, a neighbor also, wrote a book, Concepts of Jewish Music and Prayer. And that's published by YU. What's his name? Freeman, Cantor Freeman, who is our associate director, he will give you right away, he'll tell you how to get it, and there is there everything.
Okay.
Okay. Especially that. But when I, as I said before, but when I look at the proper music of Alter or Glantz, not so much the Kusevitskis, but also the Kusevitskis, they were more folkstimmlich, as we say in Yiddish. They were more folky from the, for the regular wonderful people. You will find that what is done similar. Of course, one is allowed to elaborate, one is allowed to improvise, but basically the Nusach of Mishinai is observed, it's adhered to, and what is not so terrible, I mean, which is not Mishinai, we can do certain things. But over the years, certainly since the time of the Maharil, nothing has changed in terms of Nusach. The Maharil codified it, and that's how we normally like to do the Nusach.
Yeah, okay. Maharil died in 1427, so we're going back almost
15th century.
We were on our trip, the Torah Motion trip to Germany. We go to the amazing cemetery in Worms, an unbelievable cemetery there.
Oh, I've been there too.
The Maharil is buried there, and, but anyways, and listen, the Ramah quotes, that's the quote. You're not allowed to change the Nusach, quoted in the Shulchan.
They tell a story of the Maharil himself, that he went to another town to daven Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and he used melodies that he got from Austria, and they gave him a hard time in the other town in Germany. Now, why don't you sing? And that's when it became established, and all the Rabbonim insisted, sing the melodies that I don't know what he did. I don't think he changed the Nusach. I would be surprised. But melodies that the congregation hums along this, they were very, very upset with him at that time. And he explained after that, he accepted it, that should be a halakha.
Okay. Thank you. We look forward to seeing you next week, and we look forward to seeing everybody else, during the week and next week, and wish everybody, we won't see before in the Ketiva v'Chatima Tova. I'll do it the Israeli way right off the bat, and a good year. It should be a good year of good health, and it's been a hard year for many, many people, and we should all be well and hatzlacha in so many ways, and in growth in our tilot also, and our tilot should be answered. Malay Mishalot Libenu Litova, and as we say. Okay, everybody.
So nice, Abba. Thank you very much to everybody.
Have a great day, everybody. Bye bye.